Good morning and welcome to day 13 of the Being Challenge at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you this morning, this Wednesday morning when you're used to getting hump day hallelujahs with day one of the second key of the five keystone habits in the Being Challenge, and that is study scripture. So I've got my Bible out, turned open with scripture obviously in front of me. I've got my Being Challenge book here, and I've got some thoughts. Thoughts about what Pastor Zach shared with us this morning about the importance of finding identity in scripture. That's where we're starting this keystone habit, is finding our identity in scripture. And the way that we can find our identity in scripture is by reading scripture, friends, and not simply having our Bibles to record important dates in or to dust off and bring out when we're in a small group, but having them and using them and becoming familiar not only with the book itself, but with the stories that it contains, as it reveals who God is and tells us something about God's relationship with creation. It's a loving relationship. And so we read through scripture, as Pastor Zach pointed out in his devotion today, all sorts of places where God reveals something about God's self in the Bible. And really, that's what God is doing through scripture, through the Word made flesh in the person of Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, our companion, our advocate, who continues to reveal God to us and encourage us in our lives of faith. Who is God? Well, we know God is the creator of the universe. We know that God is the source of all life. We know that God gave God's one and only Son, that all might, who believe, might not perish but have everlasting life. We know that God has called and is calling us to God's self, because God loves us and wants us to be in relationship with God. We know that God spoke from atop the mountain and when the heavens opened at the baptism of Jesus and said, this is my Son, the beloved, in whom I am well pleased. And we know that God speaks those same words to us as children of God. So to know something about God is to know something about ourselves, because we read in Genesis that God created us in God's image. And God created us for relationship. There's much about who God is and who we are in the Holy Scriptures. And the only way you're going to learn those, it's probably not sufficient to just listen to scripture read on a Sunday morning. But you're going to need to engage this holy text to come to a better understanding of who God is and what God wants for and from you. It may be intimidating at first, and there's lots of translations, lots of different ways to read the Bible, different versions of the Bible that maybe are more accessible. But I think the best thing to do is to start. To begin that practice. If you have been with us these last now 13 days and watching these videos every morning and reading from the Being Challenge, you've already begun to create a habit that can become a keystone habit. That is spending intentional time thinking about your relationship with God. And when Lent is over, maybe that's a time to enter into an intentional plan to read Scripture. We'll talk more about that in the days to come, but I invite you now today to think about who God is and how what we read about God in the Scriptures informs your relationship with God and ultimately informs who you are and who it is God created you to be. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we delve deeper into the second keystone habit, study Scripture.